Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Yasir Qadhi welcoming you to the MuslimMatters.org podcast. For more quality media, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. Wa jazakumullahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Let's give an introduction to yourself.
My name is Bab Ali. I started this production called Umma Films, where I make videos about all the funny things that Muslims go through in America. And now it seems like my videos are going worldwide. We have over 9 million video views.
How do you feel now that you've sort of become a household personality?
I just see myself as a regular person. And, you know, it's interesting how people have caught on to my videos. I have no idea why. I'm just a normal person, and all my friends are... Most of my friends don't even watch my videos, because, like, this is you. This is you as yourself. So if we want to see Bab Ali, we just call you or come and see you, and we'll just see exactly how you are. I am exactly like I am in my videos.
And with now you've got a new project, Bafadin.
Yes.
And you're doing videos for that as well.
Yes.
So in both cases, do you feel like... Do you feel inspired to do advice videos? Do you think that's your thing?
I think whenever I see a need for the Ummah, I get inspired to make that type of video. When I first started, they were all about all the topics that I wish that we discussed during Jummah. And after I discussed many of those topics, now I go around and see that a lot of people need to get married. And those who do get married, one out of every three don't make it. So now I'm like, okay, it's not just the point of trying to get married, we need to keep people married, inshallah. So in my new videos, the last 12, have been all about what to expect when you get married, because our parents won't tell us.
And is that from your personal experience?
It is from my personal experience. I've been married for 9 years. And when you get married, it's like, sign here, Mubarak, go figure each other out. And then no one tells you what to expect. So I said, maybe I can tell people what to expect, inshallah.
And what about your wife? Does she agree with the advice you're giving?
She's my main source of information. So like, she would get in an argument, like, excuse me, before we start arguing, tell me exactly why you're doing this. Okay, okay, and then, okay. It's like, we're arguing. It's okay, I'm taking notes in our arguments and making notes on the silly things she does and some things I do. And alhamdulillah, we're very happy.
Going back to Umma Films, so Umma Films in a general release to director recently.
Yes.
Were you directly involved in that?
I came up with the idea of helping with the script. The original idea was a brother actually from Sound of Reason. He came up with the entire concept of the video. It's Ku from Sound of Reason. And he, mashallah, his effort really helped us make that film. But I gave that project to a brother in Canada, and he put the whole film together. So I can't take any credit for that film.
And it was funded on public donations?
Yes. We wanted the idea of bringing all Muslims together, to each of us giving £1, £1, £1, until we have enough money to make a decent film. And alhamdulillah, that's a combination of all these people coming together, which tells you that Muslims, if we come together and work together, we can accomplish great things, inshallah.
Yeah, because I think one of the criticism was that it was $7,000, wasn't it?
Yes.
The fund, and they were like, oh, that $7,000 could have gone on something so much better, and XYZ, and now I know you're trying to raise $100,000.
Yes.
So how do you justify raising $100,000, even though I know personally that's what kind of money you do need for a decent film?
Yes.
But to get the Ummah going, how would you sort of justify that?
Sometimes we look at the short goal, and we see the fact that, okay, you know, will it just help feed the person who doesn't have food? Or let's just try to do something for the people who are being criticized at the airports and try to do something small. We're doing reactionary things instead of doing preventing these type of things happening. The negative stereotypes that's happening from Muslims is because of the media. Before the media, this stuff never was there. You know, basic interactions with Muslims. Many people are scared of Muslims that they never even met before. So it tells you how powerful the power of the lens is. If we don't use this lens for a positive thing, we can't sit there and complain about the situation of the Ummah and say, oh, why we looked at negative light. As much as negative is coming towards us, we need some people to do positive to neutralize it. And people say, I don't see the value of that. Well, you do see the value once we get criticized and once you get stopped at the airport every 2 seconds and then people hate you and they throw stones at you. Then you see the value of it. But we need to use the media as a positive thing, inshallah.
What have your life experiences taught you? So what's the one thing you've learned in life? And part two, how do you maintain your enthusiasm?
Well, my enthusiasm is just natural. This is the way I am. I run 100 miles an hour. I talk really fast, which makes it very hard for the people who are trying to subtitle my videos. Brother, slow down. Talk slower. We don't understand what you're saying. And the first part of your question regarding...
What you've learned in life.
What I've learned in life is that the biggest thing is the more I speak and the more I do these videos, the more accountability. Every time I speak, and even doing this simple interview, there's a pen writing everything I'm saying. So I've learned that everything that I say and do, I'm going to be accountable for. And there's no control Z button. There's no backspace button when you're doing videos or doing live things. So you have to be very careful and be very conscious of what you're saying. Inshallah. Right behind me, we're seeing 40,000 people live, which I performed in front of yesterday. And then after you're done, you go sit in a hotel room and you're sitting by yourself. There's your up and there's your down. But alhamdulillah, this doesn't change me. I don't do it for 40,000 people. I don't do it for myself. It's only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I do it for anyone else, I wasted my time.